Today's episode is brought to you by Gray Block Pizza. Gray Block, get that hitter, boy. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. If you like sex, you're going to love BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer? Go extra rounds. I wouldn't, but some people would. BlueChew.com makes the first chewable with same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis at a lower price than those other two. Chewables can work faster than pills. Get that chew, get that snack. It's tasty. Also, get that erect. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online. No doctor visit, no awkward conversation. Hey, Mr. Hernandez, my dick ain't doing well. No waiting in line at a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. Blue Chew chewables are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. They give you confidence in bed every time. Whoa, what's going on? You and your partner will love it. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code THEO. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com and promo code THEO. This past weekend is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators. With more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more, you'll discover countless ways to fuel your curiosity, creativity, and career. If there's something you've been pondering, something inside of your soul, you want to do woodwork, you want to do metallurgy, you can do it. You can take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, or even illustration. Whether you're looking to discover a new passion, start a side hustle, or gain new professional skills, Skillshare is there to keep you learning, thriving, and reaching those new goals. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, Skillshare is offering this past weekend listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Theo Vaughn. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Theo Vaughn to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Theo Vaughn. Tonight, he will be at the Whiskey in West Hollywood, California. And then tomorrow, May 17th, he'll be at the Monarch Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. He has a new single out right now called Dreamland by Dale D'Antoni. He's one of a kind. He's that watermelon water moccasin. And he is the most requested guest that we've had for this past weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, Riff Raff. Been a long time, man.
Got a heavy coat of sports gloss.
Oh, dude, you look flossy, bro. You look like a dude that
just got out of Rambo 7.
Oh, man. Okeechobee 1 Kenobi out here, man. You look like a guy if somebody had a cheat code in Double Dragon, bro. And they got to use an ultimate character, man.
Dale D'Antoni.
Amen, dude.
I locked it.
That million-dollar mullet, Mr. Riff Raff, Jody High Roller here today. Dale D'Antoni, how are you, man?
Riff Rambo.
Oh, dude, who you been fighting, man?
Fighting life. Putting it in a damn Lamborghini leg lock.
The dark arts, baby.
Dark arts after dark.
Dude, so I got turned on you from Simon Rex, man. He's such a nice guy.
That's what you say?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You don't know him.
No, I want the other side of the coin.
Oh, you want,
man.
You want the dark side
I
of dirt.
I want the dark side.
You want that dark dirt.
I want that dirty soil, bro, that alluvial.
When I first moved to LA, before I moved, he's like, yeah, you should move out here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm hyped up. I'm like, Hollywood life and
getting ready.
You know what I mean? You see the glitz and the glamour.
Putting on lotion.
All kind of tanning lotion that puts, that makes you dark while you sleep and barricades your pores with. Oh, yeah. You see the butterscotch babes. You think, you're thinking the Hollywood, you're thinking the stars are all aligned.
Oh, you got tits in your brain.
So
huh?
I go. So he was all cool at first. Mm-hmm. Once I finally went out there to live, he's like, "Yeah, you sure you could stay with me?" And I'm like, "Okay, well, I mean, sure. Well, I find a place and everything. I'll hang out there. You know what I mean?" So I'm like, "Okay, cool." So I'm thinking, like, you know,
you get there. You had luggage right. with you or what?
When
you
I didn't got even there? Just ask him how many rooms he had. He had about 7 or 8 rooms because he stayed up in the hills. I don't think he stayed yeah. anymore.
I've never been there, but I heard he.
So he had
was
a house.
There.
Yeah, he had a house up there in the hills, and I think like a few houses down was Cindy Crawford has a house.
Ooh.
All right, so I'm at his house.
I'd jerk off on the street if Cindy Crawford lived by me, you know.
Yeah. So he has me moving. I'm thinking I'm gonna stay on the couch or one of his rooms or something. He had a downstairs. It was like a 3-story house. So you go downstairs.
Wow.
And then down there's a wine cellar. And he's like, "Yeah, you can have this room, but I'm seeing these racks on the wall." I'm like, this isn't a room.
Yeah, this for grapes.
Yeah, man. This for sun-dried grapes. Yeah, this is for aged prunes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go in there, and I have a room, and I'm thinking he'll throw parties. Yeah. Wouldn't let me come upstairs because there was a door, the lock. He had the party. I'm seeing the people come in.
Dang. Like, you had to stay down there.
You got to stay down there. I'm like, damn.
You're like in Notre Dame, like that guy that rings the bell.
I didn't know I'd be answering the door, and that's about it.
Yeah,
I thought I was gonna get to party with the Hollywood stars.
Damn! And now, so who came through there? All types of people, huh? Bill Cosby,
Burt Reynolds.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Costner, I'd seen in and out.
He knew everybody.
Yeah. Jim Tomei.
Damn.
You know Jim Tomei? Chipper Jones stopped by a couple times.
Jesus. Huh?
Yeah.
And who else? Even I heard that they had Daffy Duck pass through.
No more Garcia Parra.
Dang.
He ghosted me a couple of times on the handshake on the way out.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So I was trying to catch girls coming out and try to talk to them. That like
they jumped behind a shrub.
Yeah, but he didn't have any lights down there for me on purpose, so I couldn't talk to nobody. So I don't want to hear.
I didn't know him then.
Yeah. Well, I had to pay $2,700 a month.
Oh. Dang,
I stayed there about 2 weeks. He kept my deposit. I cleaned the place and everything.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
So that's the other side of Simon
Rex. That's the dirty side of dirt.
That's the dirty side.
That's the dark side. The dark side.
Dude, we both grew up in a different time, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. The real time.
The 80s,
the actual
man.
Fun.
The 80s. The 80s. What do you love about it? What's something that you miss about it?
I think people, they saw more clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm sweating like a damn Gazoontite.
Oh, yeah.
Sports gloss.
Oh, I'm sweating like a fucking sneeze stuck in a thick bitch. You feel me? I'm fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm creating havoc, man. I'm fucking dripping.
Yeah, we're dripping.
Dude, I'm dripping like a fucking, like an Icelandic stripper, bro, in a fucking sunstorm, dog. I'm fucking leaking over here.
But
we should tell people we were playing sports.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Why.
So first of all, the reason we're damn sweating is because we're outside talking about building a 5-acre football field sports compound, get away from the world. I think in the back in the '80s, you couldn't direct message Elvis Presley. You couldn't hit up Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
You couldn't comment under Rod Stewart and say, "Hey, I don't want to live forever young."
Yeah.
I'm gonna. You're old. You're too old to be thinking about being young.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't talk to people. And now with the like media and all the
online
social
media,
shameless.
Oh, shameless.
Now the online has turned into a National Enquirer.
It is.
You remember I'll be in line. My mom would be grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And I look over at the Ronald Reagan pregnant with triplet aliens.
Yeah. I'm Ronald Reagan got a slave, and you're like, "What the?"
Yeah,
fuck,
I was like, I was back in the we were at a place called Gerland's.
Yeah,
there was a store, and I'd be in line, and there would be a black and white newspaper at the National Enquirer, and it would say like Abraham Lincoln found 50 gold coins under, you know what I mean?
Abraham Lincoln found cave dwelling.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln found out how to cook canned fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's not real. He doesn't know how to cook.
You're like, damn, aliens, they would have a rumor like aliens at the they would have aliens at the fucking Lakeland Mall.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, two like, aliens but, found at Lakeland
right.
Mall.
So nowadays, anybody you could say anything, and if it's juicy enough, then people, you could do whatever you want. Right. And then also I get, do you ever get direct message, crazy direct messages from people?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, because they got direct messages, then they have requests. So every now and then I dabble in there and look. people say, can you post my Kickstarter? I'm trying to be a rapper. Hey, you inspire me to be a rapper. Back in the day, it was, you inspire me to get up in the morning and da, 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 you know what I mean? So
now,
but now it's
everything. You inspire me to eat cereal today. Yeah,
everybody, like, everybody is, you inspired me to be just like you.
Yeah.
People think that it's like, well, I take a picture with you, then I get some of your essence. Magical powers. I'm like, it's not magical powers. It's just, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but it's
not,
too accessible, you think?
It's too accessible to reach somebody that, I think with Instagram, just like, you know, you had a verified account, right?
Yeah.
I think every single human being who's on Instagram, just like how you got to be verified to make sure that you, everybody should be verified
to make sure it's them.
You should send in your, you should, first of all, to be able to direct message somebody, you should have to be 18 and up.
Yeah.
And if you aren't,
that's the truth.
Then your parents should have their credit card online. And if you put a, leave a comment that's vulgar, then Instagram should shut your account down until the customer service can FaceTime you and talk to you and your parents and be like, if you leave another comment, first of all, you're fined $50.
Yeah, they fine your parents too. So your
they're
mother
fine,
knows.
They're fining that credit card.
Your
they're
mother knows immediately.
And they're fining you
$50. Pussy over there on the
or
fucking,
whatever. Yeah, anything vulgar.
Chase ATM.
If you were
account.
If you're in school and you say some shit and you get in trouble, then you should get in trouble for that. You can say, oh, I don't like this song, but then you know what I'm saying?
If you say Miss Connaughton is fat, then you get in trouble. That's $30.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever. Exactly. If you should be, you should, people should be able to have to watch. People should have to watch what they say. And why is that? Okay. So if the people, if Instagram is such a big thing, it's big because of what? The people want to see the inside scoop live
they
of
go inside.
Celebrities live or whoever, right?
Yeah.
So every single celebrity, every single verified account was be like, you know what? I'm gonna boycott Instagram. I'm gonna get out of there. Right. There's just all these regular people, just or not even regular people, but you know. People who aren't
unverified accounts
were just going at each other. It wouldn't exist,
right? But you know, do you think? I mean,
it's not gonna be me saying. It's gonna be somebody. Have to be somebody big.
Steven Tyler.
It's gonna have to be exactly.
Neil Armstrong.
David Duchovny would have to say some shit to what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
For it to matter, but
but you'd have to get. Somebody,
you should have to be
a black
you
guy should too. Bill Cartwright, or. I'm trying to think of something.
John Sally would have
John
to
Sally.
John Sally.
Boy. Why does everybody love John Sally, man?
He just, I think people think he's Arsenio Hall's older brother.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he's the, you know.
Yeah, he's Arsenio Tall, bro. He's like the fucking long Arsenio.
John Sally. Shaq would have to say something.
Dude, I saw Shaq, man.
He's everywhere.
I saw him 2 weeks ago at a UFC fight.
Okay.
And it blew my mind. You ever been in UFC fights?
I don't think I've been to a live one.
Have you ever been approached about being a wrestler?
Yeah, actually, no bullshit. Hulk Hogan, when I started, for a time I was like trying to just put on as much weight as possible.
Yeah. Because you look thick, man. You look like Lyle Alzado before the disease.
Since I've been in Florida, I've lost like almost 30 pounds. I was like 250. But I was just trying to bulk up, right? But now in this, I'm sweating right now. Like it's muggy, like in Houston. But you just naturally, if you're outside, you're gonna just naturally just not want to, because it's so hot. You aren't gonna want to eat hamburgers and French fries outside. You know what I mean? I just my appetite slowed down and my hunger for working out increased.
Really, since you've been here?
Been out here like 6 months building this studio.
Yeah, man. This is a mega multimedia
complex.
Yeah,
you're the first, you know.
My first person to be here?
You're the first human to be in this facility.
Dude, I feel honored. No joke.
Yeah.
Man, I really do, man.
Yeah.
I'm such a big fan. You're the most requested person ever of any, dude, of anybody, live or dead, bro.
Lyles,
nobody.
Davis.
Tom Jefferson, not that many hits, bro.
Yeah.
Anybody, dude.
Everybody Sacagawea. Talks about the mullet. I think we're the only mullet-bearing municipals.
Yeah.
Marsupials.
Yeah, bro. I mean, we definitely those fucking hair bears. You know, we're up there.
Yeah.
Dog, you know?
The hair bears.
The fucking Afghanistans, bro. We got that fucking.
I got the damn Florida follicle fountain back.
Yeah, you do, man.
You know what I mean?
And we're here in riffraff Afghanistan, bro. This is your fucking.
Here, the neon,
this is it.
Neon Nightmare Sports Studio.
Oh, it's crazy.
We're showcasing sports.
Dude, you got the ghost of Tony Gwynn outside.
Yeah. I got Kirby Puckett.
Oh, you got Cecil Fielding out here, bro.
Yeah,
you got Cecil Fielder still working, the big one.
Oh, yeah. You got the big unit. I got Randy Johnson out back, yard mulch.
Oh, yeah, bro. You got that fucking
mulching Randy. Mullets.
You got him out there fucking
he's doing
killing
yard
pigeons,
mulch.
Bro.
He's investing in some type of plannery.
Now, he had good hair.
He had a nice set backstage.
How do you feel differently now that you have the $1 million mullet? Because Del D'Antoni is the only one.
It's more comfortable because I'd had like a full head of just hair for like, I'd had braids for almost like 10 years. Just, wow. I just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. You used to have that.
And I could still grow it out if I want to, but it's just like when it's not hitting your ears and, you know what I mean? Like the hair getting in your mouth and stuff, like having this front trimmed up and then the back, you know what I mean? It's just a lot easier to wash. It's easier to dry. Mm-hmm. It looks better.
People see it. They know you mean
better.
Something.
It sounds better.
Yeah.
When it's in the wind, it has a certain sound to it. It's whispering around. It has a snap, snap.
Yeah. Who's that?
You know what I mean? I think that's where those Rice Krispie treat, those three, I think they had mullets. They made them cut them when they were getting their photo shoot, but that's how they got that snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, dude. Look, man, if you look at old pictures of them boys, all three of them, you know, and one of them had celiac disease.
Was it the redheaded boy?
I think it was, because one of them couldn't even eat the treats they made.
Oh, wow.
And that really, I know that hurt a lot of, it didn't hurt people's feelings, but, you know, anyway, it was, so him even being able to be a part of it was really a miracle.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all had mullets when they were younger. That's funny you knew that.
Yeah, I've had a feeling.
Who would be the top 10, let's do the top 5 people that should have mullets because it would change how they fucking operate.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, you go first.
Okay, first up, if I had to think of a good person that could get a mullet, because it would help him, I think, operate a little bit better and really show who he is, I'd go with Bill Trill Clinton.
Damn. You think he'd go back running for prez?
Oh, dude, I think he'd fucking run through a couple more legs of puss if he fucking threw one on, to be honest with you, dude. Because Bill, man, I've been through Arkansas, and they said, you know, a lot of ladies still know him and remember him fondly. And I think if he had a mullet, it would really take it to the next level.
He'd go all white or dye it?
I don't know. I don't know if Hillary would let him die. I think he would have to go.
She'd probably kick him out. You're back on your old shit again, ain't you? Yeah. Get out of whole Arkansas. You're going to make me look bad in front of my peers. Yeah. He's like, you don't have any peers in my state. And then they get into it because he got that fire back in him. He's like, damn. I remembered. Matter of fact, if I recall correctly, you didn't even pick me.
I
picked you.
Yeah, you picked another man. You picked that guy who did the Herman Cain. You was fucking jocking Herman Cain back in the day. Pizza, pizza, pizza.
You really wanted Billy Mays.
Yeah,
You would pick him for 4 square ball.
Yeah. Yeah, you wanted Billy Ray Cyrus. I saw you looking at his fucking overall straps.
I saw you over there looking at his Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I was over your shoulder.
Yeah, I saw you reading fucking cornbread recipes that his mother had written.
Yeah.
Yeah, you cared more about him. You don't even fucking care about me, Hillary.
When you were a baby, you had Teddy Ruxpin. You put a tape in the back, and it was just his voice, just cradling you to sleep.
Damn,
audio cradles.
Yeah, you got audio cradles from Billy Mays back there.
Yeah,
you had a Teddy Ruxpin trying to sell you a fucking OxyClean.
Yeah,
no wonder you can't get any rest at night.
You know who I think should film more movies?
Who?
I think Adam Sandler should grow a mullet and really just get ripped and just showcase and shoot Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah. Whew. I could see that, boy. I wonder what it would be called.
Happier Now.
Yeah.
Happier than ever.
Happier Now. And I would like to even see him be in a wheelchair and jacked as fuck, bro. Because here's the thing I noticed. I got a couple buddies that was, one guy got hit by lightning or fell into a hole or something. And another guy, his legs never had any good legs from the beginning, right? And so he's all jacked. When you just focus on the upper body,
it's like on Family Guy.
It's tight. Lights out, bro. This dude is so fucking jacked, man. It's a different level, you know? But I could see that Adam Sandler, if he had a nice mullet, what kind of good movies would he make? Different ones.
He should retake over Rambo. Because I know they're shooting a Rambo, but what if they switched up and went like Rambo 8, and it was two Rambos. It was me and Adam Sands.
Yeah.
I can see that. Horatio Sands.
Or Horatio Sandler.
Norm MacDonald should grow a mullet and just get ripped.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he does a Colonel Sanders movie, but it's a documentary, but it's all way off. And it's Colonel Sanders, it's his twin brother.
Yeah, yeah. And him and Colonel Sanders fight, and then he beats Colonel Sanders and opens up a place called Norm McDonald's. And it's a fucking place where
but
you
it
go.
But two C's on it. So they take over McDonald's.
Yeah, so no trademark infringement issues. And you go in there, you think you're going to get something to eat, and it's Norm McDonald in there with a fucking, just with a hatchet or just fucking you up.
Man. Cranking cords.
Dude, how much? I can't believe nobody's funding this shit we got.
Adam Sandler could do it.
You know, I can't believe we can't anybody to fund these ideas. Well, all right, so you got it. We got Bill Clinton. We got Adam Sandler. But, dude, I heard they're making Tranbo. It's like a transgender.
Bowflex? Oh, for real?
Yeah, try Bowflex. That makes you... Bowflex that makes your dick wet. Yeah.
Bowflex sent me a free Bowflex.
Are you serious?
It's in the backyard.
Oh wow.
I'm serious.
I thought you know, a friend of mine, his sister hooked up with Tony Little from Tony Little Gazelle Freestyler.
From the commercials?
Yep.
Whose sister?
Long time ago. My friend Darren. Okay. You don't know him. He used to live by me when I was younger. Dude, you know, I got a blowjob from Jared from Subway's sister a long time ago in the French Quarter.
Damn.
Okay, so we got Bill Clinton, Adam Sandler.
I think
of somebody good who should.
I think Ricky Lake should come back with her own show, and she's just she's mulled out, and she's like, "Listen, I'm gonna tell y'all what's cool, what's not cool. Y'all ain't it.
Yeah.
This is what's going on."
Yeah.
This is cool. And she just does a whole show on this is cool. This ain't. And she just airs everybody out.
Puts it all out.
She's like, listen.
Because she's mixed, first of all, so she could talk about anybody.
She started talking shit about everybody. And then she got. She has the side slashes too.
She all does?
She should.
That thicky lake, they used to call her because she got thick for a while.
And she's just in there with the mullet. And she's just sitting there. And she's dancing and everything, but not regular like Ellen dances, like just grooving and it's easy going. No, she's out there getting it, and she's telling everybody, "Nah, this is where it's at."
Yeah, yeah, y'all need to quit fucking driving this Toyota Camry. Ain't it?
Listen, these Subaru hatchbacks,
fucking hatch whack, bro. What you need is to get that Ford Festiva and put some fucking 38s on it.
Damn. What the hell were them things called? Suzuki Troopers.
Yeah.
Them little Jeeps.
Yeah, that's Suzuki Trooper, dude. And you got to get a real Asian to drive.
With the laminated snap things on it. Click, click, click. That was like the windbreaker of cars. Like, you're like, whoa, that's a Suzuki Trooper.
Damn, yeah. You're like, damn, this thing doubles as a fucking light coat.
Yeah, you wear that click, click. They let them, one of them snaps flow. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, dude. Oh, if it got cold out, man.
Yeah, zip it up, turn the heat on, leave the car running about 30 minutes, let it heat up. Take the keys, go ride around the block a couple times, leave the heat cranking.
Dude, it was like a windbreaker. Sometimes you find something in the pockets of the doors. It was like pocket.
It was like a stretchy.
Yeah, you find your old credit card in there or a stick of gum. And it was just
a silly straw. Yeah. Twisty one.
Like, that somebody been chewing on.
With a little Kermit the Frog on the top. I got the green one.
Man, yeah, Ricky Lake would be really good if she grew her hair out.
She needs to do that.
Because more people would respect her, too, I think. She needs to make a comeback.
Mullets are coming back.
Oh, dude.
Mullets are coming back. I see on you, like Barstool Sports, anytime somebody gets a mullet, they post it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
And do you feel like people, I notice a lot of people come to me with it, but in other countries, and I know you know, in other countries, this is just a hockey haircut, or in some countries, in Amsterdam, this is a woman's haircut. This is predominantly a young woman, and a lot of times, if it's a young white girl that dates a lot of brothers, they'll have this haircut.
You know, jewelry is jewelry, but diamonds are diamonds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people can mistake something for one thing just because, oh, cars are cars, but Lamborghini's a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And I've talked about that before. It's like, when you have the mullet and you're doing it the $1 million mullet,
mm-hmm.
That's a whole other, you know.
That's a whole other station for that hair.
A whole other station verification.
And it looks strong. It looks like the back is on creatine.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take this out and I'll throw it back on my damn.
Yeah, I'd love to see a little more.
It's you know, this isn't no. People ask if I have a zipper on it.
Yeah.
This is the.
That ain't no sipping tea, huh?
It's the real deal, Steve McNeil.
God, bro. Dude, that's like that fucking Jim McMahon, huh? Yeah. Remember him? Who was the guy that played...
Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth, man.
You know.
Yeah.
The Xavier McDaniels with the back pan handle.
Yeah, man. You know? That's that Rapunzel, man.
Damn, I soaked this sweatband up.
That's that Rapunzel.
Color's bleeding through with so much sports gloss.
Look at
that. We're outside playing sports.
That's America.
We should tell them about those 5 acres.
Dude, I want to talk about your dog. Look, man, I know you have a lot of beautiful animals here. And honestly, I was scared of the animals because I seen them on the internet a long time ago. I said, man, this man have a lot of animals. Because I grew up in like a stray animal area.
Oh, okay.
Remember back in the 80s?
Oh, they're
remember stray animals?
Yeah, they're out there. They're just out
remember
there.
Remember that? You go outside, they got 2 animals out there, bro.
Just walking around.
Yeah, they got a hawk and a fucking...
And there was one that would linger around the neighborhood, and everybody just left them there. Nobody called nothing. There was nobody to call.
Yeah, there was nobody to call.
No animal control. By the time you get to you got a house phone, no area code.
You get in.
You could, like, wait, who I call? I can't call 911. By the time you got back inside, you forgot, and you're getting a bomb stick out of the freezer. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's gone.
You fucking lapsed out on a bomb pop, bro, in a couple episodes of fucking Cosby or Family Matters.
Bobby's World.
Oh, dude, Different World. Remember Different World?
Growing Pains.
People started going to college.
Growing Pains?
Yeah. Oh. Dude, I wanted that guy to be my daddy. I wanted a
Boner?
Oh.
You can't name anybody Boner on TV no more.
That's not anymore, man. Remember those days?
If you wanted to know what was going on, you could watch the news, but you didn't have to. And it was on for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Now, everything is news. People will watch TV because they had a show they wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, 7 o'clock, I'm watching Cops. 8 o'clock, yeah. 8 o'clock, I'm watching Current Affairs.
Yes.
9 o'clock, oh, my dad's like, hey, everybody leave the TV. I'm watching Married with Children.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There was
you had to go hide in the back and watch it from Monday, far away.
Or like WWF, there's like one night. I'm watching World Rumble. Yeah.
We got to stay up till 10:30 on Saturday night to see the
And Friday, you go, okay, look, go on to Blockbuster. Everybody pick one movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now everybody has everything.
Now it's just everything is news. Like back in the day, everybody would fight for who could be the coolest.
Yeah.
Everybody was fighting for who could be the best. Now it's who can be the victim fastest.
Yes.
It's shameless.
Oh, dude,
and people confuse fame and talent with
victimhood.
Yeah. Hey. No. He did this. Oh, yeah. Wait, you're doing something? Hey. Well, look what he did. Well, he also did this.
Yeah.
He did something else too.
Yeah.
To tarnish and actually back in the day that it didn't matter. Like if somebody was like trying to tarnish you, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But now.
They get their fame.
The person who was trying to throw dirt on your name, they can make up anything. Hey, Theo Von stole my truck last night. He drove over to Arby's.
Yeah.
He got 15 Broncoberry sauces, stepped on them, smashed them. It splattered all over my seats.
Yeah.
And then I'm the headline. Man who had 15 splattered Broncoberry sauces.
Look at this sad. Look how sad it is.
He's so
go
sad.
Go fund me now. People go fund me in for new sheepskin.
Take Theo Von's sweaters.
Yeah.
He can't wear a shirt ever again.
Man, it's so sad, man. Yeah, now it's like, oh, who can be the best victim? Who can be the best?
Well, fucking, I don't have shoes.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so sad, man. Dude, when I was growing up, remember Shoeless Joe Jackson was a star because he did a whole...
That was his thing.
A sport without having shoes. That's now, it's just somebody without shoes,
yeah, bro. They have shoes in the locker. They leave them in there just to go out there and be like...
Yeah, now somebody forgot their combination.
I forgot my shoes.
Yeah.
Give me a contract.
Yeah.
That's what people think is fame.
But now you go on... But here's where I think that the line is still drawn. So that's early fame. That's people reaching. That's people doing that. But then you still have to get on stage and bring a type of magic.
Oh, yeah.
And the shoe. Now, I remember one time I was on tour. I was actually working with Norm Macdonald. I was in Oklahoma. And they used to have a dude on America's Got Talent or something. Pants on the ground. Remember this guy?
Pants on the ground.
You know, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Now, this was a guy who, he had issues with gravity and he fucking didn't have a belt, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, they brought him out to the show. He opened the show up. Doing 5 minutes, pants on the ground. Then he brought his dime out there. He had a lady and her pants had issues as well. So he bring out there, do 5 more minutes. You know what I'm saying? Brawl on the fucking table or something. You know, brawl on a table. Brawl on the table.
Can't find. Yeah. Can't find my pierced navel because my bra's on the table.
Yeah. On
oh, okay.
So right. Yeah. So then, and they're big clothes, so they would both kind of lay on the ground and fucking take off the bra or something. I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But that dude had 2 months of work, and the rest of us who are doing comedy are still doing it.
Right.
So there is that line where once you take it to the stage, there's that line.
Yeah, and yeah, the trends and the fads.
Right.
Those will fade.
The trends and fads will fade. And some people evolve and they create new ones.
Yeah, that's why I say separation by elevation.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to, like you know.
That's the one thing. But you got to get away. There's a lot of grabbers these days.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
There's always something new.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a new toy in the store. There's always going to be new snacks that come out and they're in the front of the store they're trying to sell. You know? But them Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, remember when they came out?
Those Cool Ranch Doritos. They just had
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember when the commercials for shit was just way different. When Bo Jackson was playing two sports, Deion Sanders playing two sports, and Mike Tyson, and when the double decker taco, and you had the double decker taco sideways neck.
Yeah, remember that? He got stuck eating it.
Shaq had the sideways neck. He couldn't eat. He couldn't play basketball. He was shooting free throw.
Yeah. Dude, remember when Cool Ranch Doritos, remember, because for 20 years it was just Doritos, cheese only.
Regular.
Though. Nothing fancy.
When you saw them Cool Ranch.
And then suddenly
there wasn't just ranch. It was Cool Ranch.
Damn. And it felt good on you.
Everybody wanted the Cool Ranch.
Oh, dude.
They were sold out.
They didn't have them everywhere. I remember biking all around town. We heard that they had them somewhere. Dude, a friend of mine got hit by a Trans Am on his bike looking for Cool Ranch Doritos, bro. And was in a fucking wheelchair after that.
Hush puppies, what are they called? Slush puppies. Slush puppies and Cool Ranch Doritos. And then you go in there. What did you used to, a regular summer day as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the gas station. Where did you get your money, first of all?
Okay. First of all, where we got the money was, my mom had a chart. If you were good, you started out with $1 at the beginning of the week.
Okay.
And you got checks on there when you were bad. So everybody got checks, and you ended up at about 20 cents. My little sister, though, she was always sick, so she got all her money because she couldn't do anything bad. She was ill. So then we would get her money, too. Me and my brother would borrow her money from her and break each other off 50 cents each. So I'd roll out at about 60 cents over to that 7-Eleven. I'd get myself fucking two packs of Garbage Pail Kid cards, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to fucking stunt around my boys. Remember that?
Loogie Larry.
Oh, yeah, and he had just fucking spit coming out of him.
Snotty Scotty.
Oh, yeah, dude. Remember Bomb Tom in his head? Head was fucking gone. Blowing up?
Atomic Adam. Atomic Bomb.
Yeah, Atomic Adam.
Yeah,
dude, they had...
Twisted Sisters, and they were like two snakes twirling.
Yeah, they had they had Flat Pat, and it was just a dude getting steamrolled.
Yeah.
Curling up.
Yeah.
They had Trim Tim, and he was getting a fucking tight haircut.
Yeah, he was getting a haircut, but the scissors like went through cut his ear off or something.
And cut his neck.
Yeah.
Who else did they have?
Razor Raul.
Yeah. First Spanish guy.
It was back when it was slicing.
And he cut his wrist or something, bro.
And then the caption was like, sideways for attention, horizontal to get the job done. All right. Well, I didn't know what that meant when I was 8.
Like, damn, these cards are fucking graphic.
By 11, I was like, okay. You got discontinued.
Yeah, some of them were a little dark. Like, kill yourself, Randall. And you're like,
wait, those don't even rhyme. And they don't even start with the same.
And he's just hanging in a closet, you know? You're like, damn, this shit is dark. Quaalude fucking Donald.
Damn.
And he just have a couple pills and his kids are fucking crying by the cops.
Ghostly George. He was just hanging himself. Hangman Hank. He was just Hangman. He was hanging himself in front of the students. He was a substitute teacher. Like, damn, first day. Just got his degree.
I would get that, and they had a fireball, bro. And that was the thing, if you wanted to flex a little bit in front of your boys or the chicks a little bit, you wanted to get that fireball, show up with that red, that lusciousness kind of.
Mm.
And have that heat in your mouth, man. And that was about.
You could just stick it in the side, and it'd see how long it would burn.
And they knew you could fuck if you had that piece in there. And you get that thing was about a nickel, and you put that thing in your jaw and show up, man. So I would do that, and then if I had a little bit extra money, then I would get myself maybe a chocolate for at night, get myself a Kit Kat, and they have four pieces in there. Sometimes I would get my mama Payday candy bar, and that was kind of like a nice candy bar they had back then.
Right.
That now it's like Nature's Own. They got all these fancy ones, but back then they had that Payday, and it was for smart people.
Right.
But it was different, man. What would you get if you think if you?
Yeah. Well, I had this little bronze like glass, like little jar, and I wait till I filled up. But I'd sell lemonade.
Oh wow.
Well, me and my sister would sell it for like 10 cents, 5 cents, whatever you had until it fills up the jar. I'd just go back in and keep making it. I just wanted to fill that jar.
And how many you sell, a quarts, gallons, cups?
I'd sell it until it was gone. Yeah. I'd keep go back and make some more if I need to. I wanted to fill that jar up.
Yeah.
I'd sell 3 cents.
Damn.
Just have as long as it's filled up. So then you got that filled up.
Yeah, that's that feeling. Then you roll with
then
that.
Then you take that jar.
Mhm.
I'd just shove it in my pocket.
That's a lot of money.
Right. Now I go up to the public pool, hang out, see what's going on over there. Because that was on the way. Because then you turn and then you go down and there was a Circle K. Okay. But it wasn't on the street. It was right at the end of the neighborhood. So I didn't have to cross the street. So
nothing dangerous.
Right. So
now what was happening at the public pool?
Kids running around screaming. There was a diving board. The hot girl lived behind it.
Oh, and
she's had bleach blonde hair.
Boy, yeah.
Coley Sanders.
How old was she?
Coley Sanders,
Japanese or was she?
No, she was white Caucasian.
Girl. Oh, yeah.
You can't even say white these days.
Yeah, you can.
You get hog tied and stripped of all your medals if you say color. Yeah, so she was of Norwegian Nordic descent.
Right. You'd have to ask her what she is.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know. I get sued for even mentioning a human. I think that's how it works these days. So. Yeah, then there's the diving board, and I can just hear it now.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the deep end. Yeah, there's the deep end, and then there's just whistles blowing right and left.
Yeah.
Stop breathing.
Yeah, stop breathing, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
you're breathing underwater. Stop.
Right, so you can't. Close your eyes underwater.
Yeah. Stop drowning, they would say.
Yeah, and there was the outdoor shower. Yeah, some family would be in the corner with their little picnic set up.
Yeah, they have a setup right
but
there.
But kind of by the lifeguard so you didn't fuck with them.
Yeah.
Then the older kids down by the diving board lining up. And if you weren't tall enough, you couldn't even go on the diving board in the deep end. Then there's Adult Swim.
Yeah.
You're like, Adult Swim. And then I'd wait for Adult Swim and I'd go take off to the gas station.
Because that's when the kids had to get out?
They had to get out and then they'd go to the playground and they'd walk around, go play the Ouija board in the bathroom.
Adults only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go seven minutes of heaven over there by the tricycles.
Yeah, man. You had to get out.
Yeah, so I take off to the gas station. They had the Jolly Rancher Fire. Remember the Fire Jolly Ranchers?
Nuh-uh.
They were called fire flavored. They were cinnamon, but they were crazy hot.
Uh-uh.
And the package would be stuck to the sides, but it was molted around it. So like there was angles, geometry angles on the thing because it had melted and it's been sitting in the sun all day.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't know how to get into that snack.
You get some little banana Laffy Taffy. They didn't even have jokes on them back in the day.
Wow, you just had to what? Just think of something happy?
Yeah, you had to open it and just make up a joke or something. Hey, what do apples say on their birthday? Yeah. I say, I don't know, just give me one. No, what do apples say on their birthday? What?
Yeah.
Forest fires are friendly.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cool. Yeah. So those, and then you get those little. It was like it looked like a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was but it tastes like a melted popsicle. It was like a little blue juice. You ever seen those?
Yeah, it was wax.
No. I'm talking about the carton was.
Yes.
It's like a barrel.
And it had a little metal top on.
Yep. You peel that off.
Yeah. Oh, that shit was good. What was that?
It's melted popsicles. All the melted popsicles that go in the stores, and they just put them in that.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know it either.
Dang, man. That's behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it had a kick in the back.
Yeah, that fucking get your neck up.
I don't know what it was.
That's a free neck brace, man. It'll fucking loosen you up.
Yeah, a double-decker taco.
Oh, yeah, tacos at Circle K.
No, I'm just saying that.
With the kick. Neck, you're in a fucking wheelchair.
You're out of there.
But dude, people used to
you're at the nurse's office.
Oh yeah, do you remember the nurse's office?
Yeah, I knew kids who used to go to the nurse's office just to switch clothes with the lost and found, just to get a new pair of pants.
That pink pantser, bro. They had dudes going.
They pissed their pants on purpose.
I know, dude. Bro, and that's back when I remember, dude, I remember I'd get a boner, right, and go in to the lady and be like, hey, something wrong with my dick.
Yeah, you know? Check this out.
Yeah, check this out. My dick keep getting hard. A bee stung me. That's what I would tell her.
Yeah. What'd the nurse say?
I think she liked me a little bit, but I was young. And
how old was she?
She was probably maybe 50 or 48, but her husband had left her, and she had a kid that was in our class.
Oh, she'd come send you a note and be like, hey, Theo, I think I need to check up on Theo.
Yeah. Is Theo sick today? Sometimes I would get a note. Like, damn.
I think Theo's sick.
Yeah, he seems really sick today. Hate to interrupt my boy Riff Raff right there, but today's episode is brought to you by Uncommon Apothecary. CBD is from the hemp plant. Let me get that hitter. And there it is right there. CBD is from the hemp plant, but unlike its sister, Mary Jane, CBD contains less than 0.3% THC. It won't get you high, but it will stop you from feeling low. Several double-blind studies have shown CBD to reduce anxiety. A friend of mine was on anti-anxiety medication for 17 years and was able to wean himself off using Uncommon Apothecary's CBD elixir. It's been shown to alleviate depression as well as pain and inflammation. You can even add some to your coffee in the morning. You can use code Theo today to save 50% off all orders. Or if you want to save even more, sign up for a monthly subscription of your favorite CBD product so you never run out, and save an extra 10% off your entire order. That's 25% for every item purchased. Uncommon Apothecary will donate $1 to local homeless shelters. So you're feeling better, you're helping others feel better. Uncommon Apothecary. It's legal without prescription in all 50 states. Again, that's ua-cbd.com and use code Theo at checkout. We had some calls. We had some questions that came in from some listeners. We'll go through some of them.
All right.
And we'll try to answer some of them and see what's going on. Dude, I miss those old days, though.
It's a different time.
It's a different time, man.
Different vibe.
Okay, yeah. Here's a white guy right here.
Yo, Theo, see you're doing some shit on the 80s. I wanted to know if you guys ever played with the WWF wrestlers, the big rubber ones. Me and my brother used to beat each other with them, and we would have little makeshift wrestling matches that we choreographed that were pretty cool. I also would fucking eat them, man. I know I ate me a fucking Hillbilly Jim arm before. I remember they had like the Mean Gene Okerlund doll, and his back was completely flat, and that was the one that you didn't want to get hit in the head with because that fucker had knockout power. But, yeah, man, I fucking enjoy the shit out of your fucking comedy, man, and just listening to you. You fucking have really helped me. I'm like 80 days sober right now, and you're like an inspiration to me. So anyways, I think you're a funny motherfucker. Gang, gang. Later.
Gang, gang, bro. That's nice of you to say that, man. Well, I'm here with the fucking human highlight right here in Riffganistan, dude. And do you remember the wrestlers, Riff? Did you do
it? I think I had my favorite ones was Legion. I had Legion of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the spiked shoulder pads and a hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Remember that? He was mentally handicapped. He was a construction worker.
Yeah, the one he talking about was the foam. It's the rubbery ones. Those are the big ones. You didn't want those.
I didn't get those.
You wanted the action figures with the mobile arms that fucking move, and they're about this size.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? They're the good
big
size.
Ones
them
were
big
right
ones,
before
I,
that.
I hated those.
Yeah,
those didn't
dude.
Count. Those were like, those were... Those were
those were things that hit somebody.
Yeah, those were like deflated hot water balloons.
Yeah.
Running like those. Yeah. Those weren't good. They had to switch those up fast.
What other one? Remember Big Boss Man? Remember him? Now he
Boss Man.
He was a racist. Police. Now I think he was racist. Yeah, but at the time he was just a regular guy that he was trying to earn money for his family and survive.
He had to cut off sleeves.
Yeah. He had the N-word, I think, across his fucking chest. Dude, he was wild, bro. But then he met a black girl and actually had a mixed child, I read online. So he turned it around, but
36.
Who else? Remember Coco Beware? They had a black fellow with a bird.
Beware
remember him?
Bird, yeah.
And he would show up.
Yeah, Brett the Hitman Hart. who else we got?
Snooker. You want to talk about long hair? Jimmy Superfly Snooker, man. That guy who would jump off the thing. He wore the cheetah pants.
Okay, yeah.
And he killed a woman.
In real life?
Yeah, he killed a woman here in Florida, actually. But who else, man?
Man, my favorite was Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Ultimate Warrior was fucking good, bro.
Yeah. I know he died not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago, man.
But like,
he was the legend.
Like, I know he was, even after he stopped, you know, wrestling, and he moved to a ranch. A lot of those wrestlers, I learned, they move far, far away from people. They didn't want to, like, you know what I mean? A lot of them move to Florida.
Yeah.
And they get 4 or 5 acres. You know what I mean?
Why do you think that is?
They want to just, I think it comes up, they probably saw what was coming. Like the 2000s, they're like, nah, I don't want all that. I don't know what that is. I don't want that. No, not that. They all like the you want, I mean, to me, I need to create space,
right,
to be able to create space to have creative space.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I need space between,
yeah,
just everything.
You need that think area.
Yeah,
you need a really it. You need some acreage for your brain.
Yeah, but I mean, I know he was probably like I saw like a documentary or something where he was still talking shit.
Wow.
He cut his hair and everything, but it was just in him, that warrior spirit. Like, yeah, he was just...
He was an underdog. Was a lot of underdogs vibes with him because...
He was on some shit.
Yeah. He would always come in, and he always seemed like from parts unknown. Remember, I think that's what parts they would say unknown, about him.
Man. Yeah.
That he was from... He could, that way he could be anybody. He had
I know a lot of people say like some things like, oh, yeah, man, this persona is a character. I don't... Like, I think... I mean, when it's somebody who like... mentally, like, they're like parts unknown,
yeah,
like that's just what that is, you know what I mean?
That's where they're from. Yeah, they feel that's inside of themselves like they aren't from somewhere and they just are where they are.
And I think that certain people have to, you know, get a certain amount of space to even be. I remember now looking back at it, I'm starting to see I'm like kind of like that, because in school I couldn't think about what's on paper. I don't even want to be here. Look at all these damn bright lights. And wait, what time is it?
Yeah.
I should be asleep. I think kids should be able to sleep until they wake up. Like, if I have kids, they're going to be homeschooled. And school don't start. The teacher don't even get here. I'm not calling the teacher over until you wake up.
Yeah.
You're growing still.
Right.
Your brain isn't even functioning fully yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we got you up at 6:30 in the morning.
And then who knows what they're feeding them?
Yeah.
I think the most
sugar right out of the gate.
I think until you're about 13, 14, you should be, or until you're done growing height-wise, you should be sleep, you know, you can be on a sleep schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can't force a kid to go to sleep. They're going to be in their room playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
building
looking for
fort
something.
Tents.
Remember
anything.
Looking for something? Dude, I remember looking for something one time for
prowling around
6 days.
Just prowling around.
I didn't sleep for six. I was looking for something, man, that I fucking needed.
What was it?
I don't know, man.
Just looking around.
Yeah,
but you're going to a friend's house, stay the night, and then you stay at a friend's house, and then y'all are prowling around the garage, and the grandma come out. What? Stop all that prowling around. You prowling around the garage.
Yeah,
get back in here and play RBI baseball or something.
Yeah,
I'm going to make y'all some Coke floats. What about root beer for Coke floats over here? All right.
Yeah. Let me get y'all some water floats and have fucking vanilla ice cream and water.
Yeah. Let me get y'all some Dr. Thunder.
Yeah.
They have Dr. Pepper. Yeah. AC on 50.
Yeah. AC on 50.
But they save money on the soda. Save 20 cents. Cut coupons.
Yeah. What y'all doing out here?
Remember, people used to have coupons in the mail? They don't even send coupons no more.
They don't give a fuck if you have a discount.
What the fuck is the point of having a mailbox if you don't get any damn coupon?
No,
give me the only thing, the good thing is them damn, when you get those fucking little damn squares of like, you peel off the thing, you put 10 CDs that you want on there.
Yeah.
And for one penny, and you mail those off. That and coupons, you should get cool shit in the mail. Now?
Nothing.
They send you your fucking. They send you a bank statement or some shit. You're like, wait, why is my bank statement in a mailbox that I didn't even tell you to mail this shit?
Yeah,
and anybody can just
up and get it. Get your money. Get your information right there.
I'm gonna take my fucking mailbox out of the damn ground.
Yeah, they say that people's identity theft. You can fucking go. It's sitting in a box at the end of my driveway.
Give me coupons.
Remember that?
Coupons,
50% off Pop-Tarts.
You can even, I bet you there's some CD, there's got to be companies out there that are sitting on hundreds and thousands of millions of Duran CDs, Soul Asylum, Porno for Pyros. They're just sitting on ancient fucking CDs, tapes. I'll buy all those for 1 cent a piece.
Oh, dude, right now? Make posters out of them. Sell them.
I'd go buy a tape player. I saw a yellow Sony Walkman fucking headset, and I'd go jogging around listening to fucking Madonna's greatest hits.
Oh, that Jaguar, dude. I could see you. That cat is loose, bro. With the biggest headphones ever, bro. This fucking big, bro.
Press down play and record.
You put the tape in the earpiece, bro. That's how big the fucking headphones are.
Damn.
Bro, I could see you. Yeah, I could see you rocking them.
They should make those.
Dude, you know how many people would love those?
Put a fucking helmet on with a CD on top, tape player on the side, speakers in there.
And fresh water in the back.
AC in there. AC in there, right? AC Slater.
Yeah, dude. You literally have a picture of fucking Mario Lopez on the back, dude. And he can hear you and you tell him how cold you want it in there. Dude, we should start a company, man.
That's going to go along with... We're going to have... Okay. Let's stick with the five acres, right? Fenced around.
Well, this is your dog park.
Yeah. $100 to get in.
Riff Raff's Rough Stop. R-U-F-F Stop.
Riff Ruff.
Riff Ruff. Yeah, where them puppies can come to play.
Riff Ruff's Husky Hub. Yeah. And sports. You can bring your... It's five, so big. You can bring your mobile home, bring your dog. Every item that comes in there is $100 an hour.
Yep, no matter what you bring
in. If you're bringing your mobile fucking... You can bring your four-wheeler. Mm-hmm. Bring your barbecue pit. That's mm-hmm. $200. Mm-hmm. Now you got... Oh, you have a Husky and a Chihuahua. Okay, it's another $200. And it's at your own risk. Because if a Husky eats them, then they fight. Pay for that. But if you have a pit bull and it attacks one of the Huskies, then you're fined $1 million. So...
Right, that's that rule. That's
you entering. You entering is at your own risk of liabilities.
That's that risk item. If you want to bring fucking Allen Iverson to the beach, you know what I'm saying? That's that risk item.
A batting cage,
yep.
But with tennis balls to shoot out at 50 miles per hour. Just straight fastballs, not crazy sliders.
Right.
And then you get a fucking speed fucking tester with the pitching thing.
And the dogs, and everything, the dogs can do it or what? What is it like?
Dogs are running around 5 acres fucking mixing it up. You can bring your four-wheeler. You're whipping that four-wheeler, they're going to chase it.
And what are the dogs else?
It's like an Excite Bike track.
Oh, yeah.
Big pool there.
What else do they have for the dogs? Different events or something?
Yeah, I mean, could be a fucking, you know, at the football.
Like a dance or something at night?
It should be the light up squares. Oh, and they run it on and they change. Some hologram cats they can chase around. Foxes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. Dalmatian Station, if you want to go over there and check out some speckled bitches. I mean,
the tennis ball machine just shooting tennis balls all day. Out, just launching around. The puppies are going to fucking do backflips.
All day, anywhere. It could be lunchtime and a fucking tennis ball flies through the air.
They're going to have to decide.
Yes.
Prime rib or tennis ball.
Yeah. They make their own choices, man. And so this is going to be a beautiful place, and it's just in Florida. And you're going to be there sometimes, or how does it go?
I'm gonna damn near live there.
I love that. You're the referee, bro. You're gonna fucking roll around and tell them what's going on. I love that.
You're gonna
dude.
Be there too.
Dude, I'll be there. Could I work there?
It's all play.
2 weeks out of year, man. I want a whistle too, like a quiet whistle though. Nothing heavy.
Do whatever you want.
Dude, I would love that, man. Sports. I wanna work in the gift shop.
They're gonna have a gift shop too. With the, you know, like on the NFL with the cooling fans blow snow out. Mm-hmm. That's everywhere.
Damn. I love that, man.
Snowy sweats.
5 hours. Yeah, damn. Is that sweat? That's fucking snow, man.
Sports gloss.
It's summertime. That's sports gloss. That lost boss. Let's play another. We got another question that came in here. Let's get into another one here.
Yo, what up, Theo? What up, Riff Raff? It's your boy Dustin coming at you from Texas. Big fan of both of you guys. My question is, what is your favorite sports player from the late 80s, early 90s? I got to say mine is probably Bo Jackson, so... Let me know what you guys think. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang, man. That's a good one, Rip. What you think? What comes to mind?
Sports, oh, man, there's so many. I'd have to say probably Deion Sanders. Mm. I remember, I think it was when he got drafted, and he had nugget gold jewelry, and he had a mullet.
Yes,
he had. You can look it up. I mean, he had the glasses. He wasn't playing.
No.
He was... He looked good. He played good, and he could back it up. And he was about sports and about winning.
He showed up
and
as a champion.
He looked good doing it.
He showed up crazy. As a champion.
Deion Sanders, yeah. Bo Jackson is another one. I heard they put a weight bench in his house to make so when scouts would come through, they'd think he worked out, but I don't think he ever touched a weight a day in his life.
Man. And he was a legend, man. He was one of a kind. I'm trying to think of anybody else that I tried to be. There weren't any. I mean, Michael Jack. Oh, he said baseball, huh? Or did he? He
I said think sports. In
Michael
general.
Jack. I mean, obviously Michael Jordan was great. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of Pistol Pete Maravich was
man,
from my
I watched,
area.
I watched the that movie. You ever seen his
it was his
movie? The Pistol, I think. It was
yeah,
called?
Yeah.
What about him growing up? He dribbled basketball everywhere. I used to do that. Dribble a tennis ball, dribble a basketball, just anything. Wear the basketball down, wear holes in my shoes.
You remember going for a walk in the neighborhood, taking a ball with you? Remember that?
You take it everywhere.
Yeah.
And if somebody saw you drilling basketball, oh, he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going, he's trying out next year.
They're going to know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're going to see what I'm about.
They driving by, they don't think you're not about nothing.
I'm about basketball.
Yeah, I'm about fucking hoops, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Everywhere.
I'll fucking hoop on your whole family. You got a 2-year-old in the back, he's looking at you. Flip that little motherfucker off.
I'll dribble down the damn cereal aisle and throw some Nabisco treats.
I don't want that.
I don't want no food. I'm sports.
I'll dunkin' donuts on your neck, bro. I'll give your cousin some Dimetap, dude. I don't give a damn, bro. I'll put Band-Aids on your grandmother, bro. I don't give a fuck, man. That was a different time, man.
Different. You had to be about something.
Yeah, remember that?
You had to pick something and do it. And that's what you're about.
Now people just
everybody.
Afraid.
Oh, I'm a rapper. All right, this is like a club, right? You have to little hideaway duckout club. And everybody starts pouring in there.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I'm out.
I'm out.
Everybody now, this just okay. What's?
Yeah, this turned into structure.
I don't
man.
Know what the hell's going on.
This turned into this turned into Estee Lauder.
Man, it's turned into damn. It's a big ass Walmart.
Yeah, bro. That's your fucking.
I'm all right. Like, y'all be here now. I'm gonna show up at 1:20.
Yeah.
And when y'all done?
Then
y'all
I'll
done
come.
Yet?
Yeah, I think there's something to that, man. Of showing up when everybody's gone. All Let's right. get one more question that came in, man.
Yo, Theo. It's your boy Ryan from Illinois, born and raised, baby. What's up? I got a question for you and the Vanilla Gorilla himself. See, I've been trying to put on them. Gains, baby, and I'm looking for all natural solutions. Hey, rest in peace, Billy Conforto. I know what you and him were doing on the side of that highway, brother, but I'm looking for that natural solution.
Gang, bro, I used to use steroids with my buddy. He was a bus boy, but he died. But
yeah,
he so natural solution, man. You're in way better shape than I am. What's the
right now?
What's that
what
riff
I'm doing?
Package?
Okay, so me personally, I'm about how like comfort and feeling like. If I gain too much weight, I'm focused too much on just building muscle and not caring about just. And you could get bigger by just eating everything, you know what I mean. But if you want to feel good and gain muscle strength, I'm learning that stretching helps. And then, but food is like 80% of your like how you're gonna feel.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm gonna eat as much vegetable. If you eat a stir fried pan of just broccoli. That has protein in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm eating that. I'm eating they have these new tuna fish packets.
Uh-huh.
And you tear them open and mix some, I chop up some pickles and
oh,
mayonnaise.
I love pickles.
And I eat like 2 or 3 packets of that tuna fish. That's me personally. And consistently drinking water so you get that pump.
You feel good.
Water, vegetables, low carb, high protein, a lot of water. It's like cliche because that's obvious, but when you repeatedly just do that for days,
yeah,
you start waking up with more energy and you want to work out more.
You feel
so
good.
Once you can get to that stage where you actually want to work out more and you realize, oh, it's like putting gas in your car. You don't take a Snickers bar and smash it into your gas tank.
Right.
It has to be gas. It has to be pure gas.
You know
what I'm saying?
You can't fucking throw some corn nuts in
there. Nah, it's like, oh, well, here's some fucking Hawaiian punch, the green kind. Let me see what this does. You can't do that. It has to be gas. So, like, your body is just like, it requires a certain thing. Right now, what I'm starting to do is be like, okay, if we were 100 years ago, you know, AC just got invented recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, processed food where if I was a caveman, was mm-hmm. this around? So fruits, vegetables, you know what I mean? Pistachios, almonds, you know what I mean? Even like meat, like I try not to eat meat because I'm just like, it had to be a caveman looking at like a lion tearing apart a deer and being like, I guess I'll try that.
Right. Somebody's eating. If they're eating it, if that lion is strong and he's eating that, then I should eat it.
And then so imagine that caveman walking up and taking a chunk out of that fly ridden fucking deer and like, that ain't, you know what I mean? Then you have to add fire and like, but imagine being way back in the day and then you find a fucking kiwi. Oh, you're like, what the fuck is this? Tarantula butt.
Yeah.
And you slice it open. You're eating that. Imagine, and that tastes good to us today. Yeah. So imagine like back in the day, like, damn, okay, these are fucking hidden gems.
Yeah.
And they have vitamins and fruits and it's real. And it's you know real. What I'm saying? So I'm trying to like be on like fruits and
so
water.
You're thinking of things that are real, things that somebody could find if they're back in the day, they could find.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're supposed to eat. I think there's hidden like fucking clues in the world and you just have to find them. But if you're too focused on some bullshit, then you aren't gonna be thinking like that. And like, you're putting the shit in you. It's how you feel. It's how you think. It's how you see. It's how you, you know what I mean?
Do you think your diet affects the way that you think?
Hell yeah. If you aren't in a good mood and if you physically, like imagine you're hungover.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hungover, you can't think about how your dog feels. You can't think about how your friends feel, if you have a girlfriend, why you can't think about that. You're like, oh, just fucking make me feel better. I need to feel better. You know what I mean? You're thinking inward.
Yeah.
When you think clear, and that's why I want to. When you work out early in the morning, your blood flowing, and blood gets to your brain. You're like, okay, I'm ready for the day. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get that blood flowing, and you get thinking clear. Then you give off a whole different radiation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
I'm
key, trying,
and that's what I'm going towards. I'm not there yet. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I take little bits and pieces that everybody. I see or that everybody does and then I'm like you can't do everything that somebody says I don't want to give advice to somebody I could tell you what I'm doing right now that's what I'm in right now
your experience you can always share your experience that's one thing I've kind of learned over time is sometimes I try to be careful with my ego I try to just because ego can be so dangerous so I try to
if you think you're thinking inward you have to outward you can't think about shit too much.
Yeah. And then I have more fun too. When I start really getting stuck on myself or stuck on what's going on, I find I get negative. I get scared. I operate from a place of fear.
You know what I mean? You got to, and that's why I want to, if you can get yourself feeling good, then you're like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Hair blowing in the wind, riding a bike. You're like, okay.
Dude,
this is good. We're flipping the four wheeler around. Oh,
that was the most fun I had.
Right.
Riding that bike, dude. One of the neighbors looked at me like I might steal something. I'm like, fuck you.
She didn't want to wave. I had to wave at her.
Yeah, I saw you fucking start that wave, dude. It changed her vibe up, though.
Hey, how you doing?
She gave a little one to you.
Yeah, she had waved at the other guy in the car. Hi. And she tried to scurry off. Nah, you
going to wave around here?
Oh, you're going to wave.
Oh, yeah, you're going to wave, baby.
Waverly Estates.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the wave pool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the deep end.
Yeah, you're going to join the wave.
Yeah, you're going to fucking, by this afternoon, you're going to be doing this in the yard.
She didn't want to. She hated that. She's like,
yeah. Yeah, she did.
Pesky. He's riding a four-wheeler.
Those hater waves, man.
All right.
Dude, you keep it young. I can't wait to see this dog park, man. I can't wait to come and work at it. I want to be the lifeguard in the puppy pool.
Whatever you want.
And if they piss in it, I don't care, but I'm going to look the other way.
Salt water and Laffy Taffy. Salt water taffies over there. Free salt water taffies for everybody. It's going to be a cooling little cabana, some barbecue.
Because people love their pets so much, they would love it.
Man, it's a whole different vibe being around animals versus they don't ask for clothes. They don't ask for an Instagram selfie.
Yeah.
They don't care about none of that shit. They're rocking fur coats, trampling around all day. All they want is some hugs and fucking lunch meat.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Hugs and ham, dude. That's that fucking
ham hawks.
Them ham hawks brought us away to something's heart. Riff Raff, man, thank you so much. Dude, I'm so grateful that Simon,
he hooked us up.
He hooked us up. Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, because he was the first one.
You, man.
He was the first one to show me you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always like, he is always on some new shit. He's always on the health shit.
Yeah.
He always looks the same.
Yeah.
Looks great.
He always looked the same.
You know what I mean? Same 7% body fat for the last 30 years.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. No, he's always on like the next thing. And he's somebody else who's very influential just in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, man. He's the one who told people.
He deserves way more credit than he gets. He should be in so many movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, he should. I mean, also, he stays so busy, though. I think he almost...
Yeah, he definitely is. Don't get me wrong. He's always in another world. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's not successful. No, he's successful, and he's in... Yeah. And he's just got that mobile home, so he travels. He's always on some shit.
Yeah.
And he's on his own thing, and I
respect that.
Man.
And I'll look up to him so much.
Definitely, me too.
He's the one, man. But, dude, it's an honor, and I really appreciate you letting us be here today, man.
Hey, I'm glad to have you. You're the first human in here.
I know. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It was a pleasure to meet Mike. Pleasure to meet Ari. All right, I got to get your barber to give me a one-line cut.
Yeah, let's get him on the one line. He got a...
Because this is my first time here, I get one line.
Oh, yeah. Give him the one line. And then we'll notch you up two next time.
Next time. Gang, bro. Then you
get that. Then you can get that Versace veteran level with the three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, next. That's at the dog park.
Yeah, I might need to read the handbook on that one.
He's going to grab the barber clips.
Good, we'll get it in. Riff, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I
appreciate it. Now I'm just floating on the breeze, and I feel I'm falling like these leaves. I must be cornerstone. Oh, but when I reach that ground, I'll share this peace of mind I found. I can feel it in my bones, but it's gonna take a little time for me to set that parking brake and let myself unwind. Shine that light on me. I'll sit and tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jonathan Kite, and welcome to Kite Club, a podcast where I'll be sharing thoughts on things like current events, stand-up stories, and seven ways to pleasure your partner. The answer may shock you. Sometimes I'll interview my friends, sometimes I won't. And as always, I'll be joined by the voices in my head.
You have three new voice messages.
A lot of people are talking about Kite Club. I've been talking about Kite Club for so long, longer than anybody else. So great.
Hey, sweetheart, here's the deal. Anyone who doesn't listen to Kite Club is a dodgy bloody wanker. Do you know what I mean?
Hi, I'll take a quarter pounder with cheese and a McFlurry.
Sorry, sir, but our ice cream machine is broken.
No! I think Tom Hanks just butt-dialed me.
Anyway, first rule of Kite Club is tell everyone about Kite Club. Second rule of Kite Club is tell everyone about Kite Club. Third rule, like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or watch us on YouTube, yeah?
And yes, don't worry, my Brad Pitt impression will get better.